Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
A good professor joins us from CRISP at UKZN, Professor Tulio de Oliveira, one of the world's top virologists, virus hunters and bioinformaticians. Good morning, Prof.
Hey, good morning, Darren and Kerry and Sky.
Thank you.
Good morning,
yes,
Prof.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Professor Annie wants to know, she says, Professor Tulio, I was told by a nursing sister that seeing that I had COVID, I will not get it for 3 months again. Is it true? Thank you, says Annie.
Okay, thank you, Annie, for that question. Yeah, it is basically true, yeah. But let me explain a little bit of the nuance, yeah. When someone gets infected with COVID and clear COVID, they will stay with high-level antibodies. And the antibodies will decrease over time, yeah. So what we know is that as close of the previous infection, you are less likely to be infected again. And what the nurse did is to use this 3 month cutting date, but doesn't mean that after that you cannot get infected at 2 months and 3 weeks, or at 4 months you will get infected. So that's what we know. What we also know is that people that got infected before already have good antibodies, yeah, which will decrease over time. But if they get vaccinated, the antibodies will go very high, and that's going to really, really, really protect them, not only from disease and hospitalization, but potentially also from reinfection.
And then, Professor, a question here from Maddie. Can someone with, I think it's Marfan syndrome, those heart problems, can they still take the vaccine? And if so, which of the vaccines would you recommend? I don't know if it's Marfan or Marfan syndrome, Prof.
Yeah, thank you. Again, we cannot give clinical suggestion to individual person, especially on the radio. And my suggestion, it is really to contact your clinician, yeah, and discuss with that, with your GP, what that's associated. Yeah.
Here's a question for you. I am a healthcare professional. I was vaccinated with Johnson & Johnson in March of 2021. I did test positive in August with mild symptoms and no need for hospitalization. Will there be a possible J&J booster shot available soon?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the person that sent that question, and thank you, Darren. Yeah, this is a really important one, because that highlights already the effect of an individual level of the vaccine. Yeah, she got infected in August and got really mild symptoms, and that's what the results are saying. Yeah, over 99% of people that get vaccinated will get very mild symptoms. In relationship to the booster, there is already like a application by the vaccine MAC, that's called the VMAC, discussing with the Ministry of Health when and how the booster should be produced for people that got the J&J. So there is current discussions, but that should come a resolution quite soon. However, one thing that it's coming quite clear is that even the single dose Johnson & Johnson have been really efficacious about development of disease, and that's why it is keeping rollout as a single dose, but the booster resolution should come quite soon.
Good morning, Prof. It's Gaia. Prof, before I get into my question, I have a quick question. Since you're the president's advisor, did you advise him on the shirt on Sunday?
On what?
On the shirt he was wearing on TV on Sunday, because it was a beautiful shirt.
No, I didn't. But it was a beautiful shirt. It reminds us of Mandela. Yeah.
Yes, it was the presidential shirt.
And it's good to see people more colorful in South Africa.
Yeah, 100%. Prof, got a question here from Shane Savage. Many people are saying that they will not get the vaccine because they want to see if a better one comes out next year. Is a better one coming?
So the right answer is that South Africa is really using already the best vaccine in the market. Yeah, I think that our selection of vaccines has been quite phenomenal. Both the Pfizer is considered to be the best one and the stronger ones, two shots, and the Johnson & Johnson only one shot is also very effective, which, for example, is that's easy to roll out in rural areas of our mass programs such as healthcare workers or teachers. So I wouldn't wait. Yeah, it's almost like you're gonna wait for something and then you may get sick or spread and die, especially because the vaccines that we select is really strong. And you remember that one of the things that South Africa did in the beginning not to roll out the AstraZeneca because it was a little bit a weaker vaccine against the Beta variant. And they went to select the best vaccines in the market.
Excellent. Professor, I've got a question here from Anna on the North Coast, and she wants to know, Professor, my husband recently got coronavirus. He does have one Pfizer jab. His symptoms are very, very mild. My question is, must I wait 10 days or 14 days before I can kiss his beautiful face again?
Okay, thank you. That's a very important question. Yeah, so the right thing is that once he has tested positive, yeah, the time of his isolation should be 10 days. Yeah, so I hope that he's well. Yeah, he's likely to be well. Even with a single shot, he's likely not to develop disease, and would be very good to. And sometimes the heart gets happier when you miss someone for some days.
That's perfect. Thank you, Professor.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.